It's up to 50 migrants who roasted to death in the back of a hot truck. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just got that update from Texas. They were found crammed in an 18-wheeler in San Antonio, where Mayor Ron Nirenberg calls it
a horrific human tragedy.
That tractor trailer was left abandoned on a back road. For how long? We don't actually know that, but we know a city worker apparently alerted to cries for help. Three people have been arrested, allegedly in connection to this smuggling operation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, there were 16 survivors hospitalized, four of them kids. Sentencing is this hour in New York City. For Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted in a sex trafficking scheme involving underage girls with the late Jeffrey Epstein, he committed suicide while awaiting his trial. There will be another hearing into last year's Capitol riot in 2 hours, featuring Cassidy Hutchinson as a witness, former aide to then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, whose taped testimonies were played at prior House committee hearings.
She is the aide who testified that Mark Meadows was warned by a Secret Service official about the possibility of violence on January 6th. She's also the aide who told the committee which Republican lawmakers were asking the former president for pardons.
Fox's Aisha Hazni. President Biden's now in Spain for a NATO gathering that'll focus on Russia and Ukraine. He just left a G7 meeting of world leaders that also focused on energy. Fox's Peter Ducey's in the Alps where that summit was.
Surprising news here about crude oil supply from France's Emmanuel Macron, who was caught on a hot mic telling the president that the UAE is already at maximum refining capacity. That's ahead of a meeting with the UAE and others in Saudi Arabia about refining more.
The president takes that trip to the Middle East next month. The price of gas has dropped every day for 2 weeks, now about 13 cents off the record high, but AAA's national average for regular is still about $1.78 more than a year ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
About 50 people are recovering in Missouri, injured when the Amtrak train they were on derailed and some cars flipped onto their sides after the train slammed into a dump truck on the tracks, killing the driver and two on board the train. A federal NTSB crew will investigate what went wrong.
Those who live around here tell us that they've been complaining to the authorities about this train crossing for years. It's on gravel, it's uphill, brush blocks the view. They say when speeding trains come through, there's little time to react. The Missouri Department of Transportation this year did put aside some funding to fix this particular train crossing to make it safer, but they didn't get to it in time. Now, this is not unique to Missouri or really much of the country. There are tens of thousands of railroad crossings in rural areas that do not have flashing lights or crossing arms that come down. And in light of that fatal Amtrak train crash that happened in California on Sunday and also killed three people, there will be a lot of pressure on Amtrak to do something to make trips like this one that was from L.A. to Chicago a lot safer.
That's Matt Stewart with Fox 4 TV in Mendon, Missouri. You may recall the lead-tainted water crisis in Flint, Michigan. Well, there's an update on the investigation. Into it.
Michigan law does not allow judges who serve as a one-person grand jury to issue indictments. That opinion from the Michigan Supreme Court wipes out all charges in the Flint water crisis against former Governor Republican Rick Snyder and eight others after the city, in a cost-saving move, switched from Detroit Water to water from the corrosive Flint River in 2014. Charges that Snyder has said were based on politics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the market is mixed. Stocks were all higher, but now they're moved down for the NASDAQ about 58 points. The Dow is still up over 100. The price of oil is also up today, nearly a dollar. It's back over 110 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.